Chala Yerushalmi corresponding to tomorrow Bavli Daf Chaf Dalet. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Chaf Dalet Amud Aleph on the fourth line with the word Yaos. Yaos Amar Rabbi Shmuel Kusmin Vechitim Shnei Minim Hein Al Yedei Shem Adam Eloi At Oime Mitzaref Chadash Yoshan Like Oshikin. The Gemara asks the question: if a kav of Chadash and a kav of Yoshan were noishech each other, Rabbi Shmuel says he takes from the middle, the Chacham prohibited it. Rabbi Shmuel said correctly, spelt and wheat are two species, since it resembles it, you should say that it joins. Chadash and Yoshan resemble each other even more, so all the more so they should join. Amar Bila, Taima, Drabonon, Kusmin, Vachitim, Shnei Minim, Ve'im, Vene Adam, Tayim, Leima, Yotomim, Masim, Mize Al Ze. Chadash and Yoshan, Min Echadu, Imat Oimekain, Afu Sava, Leima, Yotomim, Masim, Mize Al Ze. Rabbi Hillel answered that Rabbanon's reason is that spelt and wheat are two species, and people don't err to say that we may be Torim and tithe from this on this. Chadash and Yoshan are from one species. If you say so that they take from the middle, people will err to say that we may be Torim and tithe from this on that, which is not allowed. The Vekiva Madamela Lepeiros Shalanigmu Malachton Avar Rehifrish Mehen Tuma Hare Zu Tuma. If one takes Chala from a Kav, Vekiva says it's Chala. The Vekiva compares this to Peiros without the final processing. If one transgresses and separates tumor from them, it's tumor. Rabbanu madam ala tzvur shalehi v'yashlish. Ava v'hifrish memena. She say tumor ain't a tumor. That Rabbanu rather compare this to grain that did not grow a third. If one transgressed and separated tumor from them, it's not tumor. Chazu leima einan daimen leilepeus shalei nigma malachton leit tzvur shalehi v'yashlish. And then Matrakson says that they said that it's not like peiros without final processing, and not like grain that didn't grow a third. Elo v'kiva medamela la shetei la'ime harizu truma al peiros ha'elu lekushi yitalshu v'nitlishu. Rabbanan medamen la shetei la'ime harizu truma al peiros ha'elu lekushi yitlishu. Rather, v'kiva compares this to one who says that this is truma on these peiros when they will be detached, and they were detached. It's truma. Rabbanan compares to one who says this is truma on these peiros when they will be detached, and they were not yet detached. Having by Mema, Rabbi Akiva noted Chala Mikav Chala Mahalacha Ha Medvatei Eloi. And the assumption is that Rabbi Akiva said that one can take Chala from a Kav. This is from a Halacha which we said was in the stringency of Rabbanon, but Min HaTorah not. Mema de Tanin and Rabbi Akiva Poitev Chachom Rechaivin Hada Amma Afila Medvatei. And the Gemara says no, since it was taught that if there are two Kavim that Chala was taken from each by itself, and then Rabbi Akiva exempts and Chachamim obligate, this teaches that even Min HaTorah, Rabbi Akiva says that it's Chala. Nimsa Chumoy Kulei. And the Mishnah said it turns out his stringency causes his leniency. Istanai Tani Kulei Chumoy. And some teach his leniency causes his stringency. Mamda Machumoy Kulei, Rabbi Akiva Kulei Chumoy Rabbanon. So the one who teaches his stringency causes leniency, that refers to Rabbi Akiva's opinion. And the one who teaches his leniency causes stringency refers to the Rabbanon's opinion.